Again, everybody, we welcome you to ESP Media coverage of Wyoming Cowboys Athletics, our weekly Athletic Director podcast with the Athletic Director, Jan Wilking. First off, happy Mother's Day, Jan. Hope you had a wonderful day yesterday.
Thank you. It was a nice day, for sure.
Good. Hopefully the family took good care of you for all that you do during the course of the year. Just not the one day can kind of thank you for everything that the you or all mothers do, but we at least try to spotlight you for one day. So, but a happy Mother's Day to you. So,
thank you.
Well, we are winding things down. This 2018-2019 school year, what a year it has been for Wyoming athletics. And I don't know if in this 10 minutes or so that we'll be together, 10 or 15 minutes, we'll do it justice. But I know one thing that did kind of culminate and put a capper on what has been just a spectacular year for Wyoming athletics, the all-sports trophy for the CHL comes back to Wyoming after just a wonderful, wonderful year.
It's certainly nice to have that trophy back here at Wyoming High School. It really gives you a sense of what a great year it's been for all sports. And really, I mean, as I look back, some dominating teams and some dominating programs, when you think about boys soccer undefeated in the league, girls volleyball undefeated in the league for several years now, boys basketball undefeated in the league, best season in a long time from girls basketball, football undefeated in the league. I mean, it just girls soccer league champs. I mean, it goes on and on and on, but we are very happy to have that trophy back and can put those numbers up on the banner for sure. That's something that our community and our alumni definitely pay attention to. So we're excited to have it back.
Absolutely. It is just a wonderful recognition for all the athletes and everything, and it's all encompassing. So from the start of the school year all the way back last year in late August, early September, and well, really the practices that started August 1st all the way through, and it's still playing right now. So not quite done. So we'll talk about that in just a little bit. But have you even – you still got the heat of things going on with the spring schedules and still trying to get – meets in, you know, the track side of things, having to delay the CHL and cram it all into one day for the track and field for everything that was going on there. But when you stop and think, have you had a second to think about, I mean, you just mentioned it, you know, the girls volleyball, the football, undefeated state champs, and all the way through to what's still going on. Have you even had a chance to catch your breath and think about how fun of a year this has been?
So, interestingly enough, I was preparing some information for our Spring Sports Awards, which was supposed to be on Thursday night, and I had started to make just a list of, you know, how we've spent the year. And interestingly enough, we had to cancel Spring Sports Awards because everybody, with the exception of one team, is still playing.
Jeez.
So, I mean, if there's not a more ironic thing than that to have happened, I'm not sure what there is, but... you know, I think usually about the first week of June, I try to take a couple days away from school, and I think at that point there'll be a good reflection of,
yeah,
wow, what a year 18 and 19 has been. And then maybe a couple weeks later, turn the page and start to think, you know, we really need to be ready to get back to work. And
no rest for the weary.
Even better. That's just kind of how it goes.
They have set the bar high, all the athletes this year, in what has been accomplished from an undefeated run, like you said, on all the league play, the football undefeated all the way through to a state championship, and you know all the other athletes that competed and made it to a state. Yeah, and I think back too, just as we were doing the website and updating things and watching how football just kept going on and thinking like, okay, basketball season starting, but how many of the basketball players also are playing football, and how you wisely had kind of you had a little pause on the beginning of the basketball season just so they could catch their breath and have that little time off. But that's a good problem to have when I guess you sit down and think about it when all things are said and done.
That's a great problem to have. We'll take those problems anytime.
Yeah. Without a doubt. So we can reminisce about football and basketball, but we're in the spring season now. There'll be time to reflect on all of those. So let's first start off with the big news on one other, I guess, before we get into the spring sports. The big news, a great hire for the boys' soccer program and bringing in a new head coach and all that announcement that came last week.
we are so excited to have Adam Jones as the head of our men's soccer program. What a dynamic personality. What a dynamic leader of men. Certainly coaches in terms of X's and O's and tactical soccer, he's got it. But we have just added a real culture builder to our athletic department, and we are excited for him to get started. He meets the student athletes tomorrow, and I think that's just going to be an immediate attraction to something great. So we're excited for sure.
That's a wonderful hire. I mean, he's one of the best coaches in the city without a doubt, and that's a coup for you to be able to get him to come there now and just continuing what to build on what is already a strong foundation anyway. So, boy, what a – the rest of the city of soccer better take a look out to what's going to be happening now. So that's going to be a lot of fun to watch. But congratulations. That's a great, great hire. Let's talk about the spring and what's going on, and let's first off start on the track side of things. And you had the CHL championships last week, and what would a spring season be without a little bit of a delay and having to cram everything into one day?
We did have to cram everything into one day, but our as usual, our athletes rose to the occasion. Girls finished as runner-up, boys finished as in third place. So really, I mean, we had a good meet. I think that there were some things that, you know, had it been in 2 days, we could have done a little bit differently. But, you know, second place with a very young team for the girls, third place with a definitely growing and dominant performance by some young student athletes. So I think the coach was pretty happy with second and third place.
Well, there you go. And now how does track move forward from here on out? So you get into districts after that and athletes have to qualify? Is that how that works now? Or
they do. So they start Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday this week with field events and running events going Tuesday, Thursday, and then finals on Saturday out at New Richmond High School. So once the top athletes from that competition would qualify to regionals, which is at Piqua the following week, and then on to Jesse Owen Stadium up in Columbus the following week, the second week out. So we'll see. I think we have some good performances, and we have some good performances left in us. So
it's good.
We're hoping for big things.
All right. Well, best of luck to all those young ladies and men as they compete with track moving onward now into the districts. Had the sectionals for boys tennis last week, getting to play over at the Linder Family Tennis Center and moving on to districts. How did things fare there with the boys on the tennis side of things?
Well, Joe Kelly and Mark Keller took a runner-up and moved on. They'll move on now to districts at the ATP this Tuesday, this Thursday, and then the finals being on Saturday to qualify for state. So certainly those two we look to advance. We also had David Keller and young Mr. Ford in the mix. So they advanced all the way to semifinals and then beat by a very good Country Day team who ended up being sectional champ. So it was a good showing by the tennis group, and we'll see what we can do this week at districts.
All righty, and getting to play at the ATP over at Linder Family Center, that's as good as it gets. That's a nice location to be able to play on. So we
absolutely.
Yep. Wish all those young men the best of luck. Let's turn our attentions to the field baseball first off, and you've got the boys getting set to play. They'll start their tournament run coming up Thursday as they wait the winner of Clinton, Massey, and Batavia. Is that correct?
That's correct. They'll play Thursday right here at Wyoming at 5:00. And they like their tournament draw, sets up nicely for them. Certainly we got to win every game, but I think they're looking forward to what they can do in the tournament after a finish of second place in the CHL, which has been our best, I think, since I've been here. I could be wrong there, but it's been a while.
Okay. So they'll await the winner, Clinton, Massey, Batavia. They play tomorrow, so then it'll be a short turnaround for the winner of that game to play at Wyoming on Thursday night. And the weather looks like it's going to be a lot better as the week goes on, too. So that's definitely
Thank goodness.
Yeah, exactly. And then a win from there could propel you on to a rematch with Taylor. So and that would be a lot of fun, and that's kind of what tournament baseball is all about. Tournament time, period,
that's right.
All about.
I think we're going to take it one game at a time and worry about that first game first, but I think I'd be lying if I didn't say that, you know, the Cowboys were probably looking forward to a May 21st matchup.
Spoken like a true coach at one point, one game at a time. Got to love it. That's exactly the right mentality you have to have. Stay on the field and go to girls softball. You mentioned them, too, about you know what they've been able to accomplish this year. And their tournament run, one and done. But what a great year. And I know there was a lot of extra inning games involved with the season that they had. So you know, when it's all said and done with, I think they're probably going to be quite pleased with what they were able to accomplish.
I think Coach Campbell this year probably – one of the most growth experiences in terms of kids getting better from the beginning to the end, for sure. When you talk about five extra inning games, a host of freshmen and sophomores getting the majority of your playing time, one senior in Shelby Fritz, who certainly was an unequivocal team leader, and a finish with a winning record, you know, I'm not sure he could have asked for more at this point, but right. I'm sure next year he'll be asking for more. So we'll see.
Again, spoken like a true coach. So you always got to want just a little bit more. But, yeah, I knew you talked all season long about how young they were, and all the experience that they've gained is just going to make for a very bright future. That's, I think,
that's right.
Something to look forward to. When it's all said and done with. So, all right, to the field we go for lacrosse. And first matchup tonight for boys lacrosse. You get a home game tonight against Seven Hills, and it's tournament time on the lacrosse side of things.
We do get a home game tonight, 6 o'clock here at Wyoming. No booster passes tonight, tournament, so we have to charge everybody. So just get that public address.
No complaining, people.
No complaining, right. No, our fans are great. But we're excited to have a rematch with Seven Hills. We beat them early in the season, so I'm sure they'll be ready for us and see what we can do. But I know our boys and our girls both like their tournament draws and both getting the opportunity to host a home game, which is nice. So we get started tonight.
Yep, that'll be the boys tonight, and then the girls will get Archbishop McNick coming up on Thursday night, also a home game as well. And you mentioned they like their bracket, and they kind of like the way the thing's set up there too?
They do. McNick certainly, you know, is a program that's growing and getting better, but I think Coach looked a little bit further down the line, and I think he's anxious to, you know, as I said, take it one game at a time, but
yep.
I think – they're anxious to prove some doubters wrong and see what they can do as that bracket developed.
Yeah, and you want to be playing your best at this time of year, and you know as you head into things 11-5 during the regular season. So obviously, in finishing up on a strong note as well with a win over Lebanon in a very close game against one of the really premier programs in the city, Mount Notre Dame, a very close game that was a loss. You can still gather and learn from those kinds of games. And when you know, that can be something that gives you a little bit of confidence heading into the tournament.
Yeah, I think the girls are feeling good about where they are in terms of the schedule that they played and the growth that they've had during the year. So we'll see. I think they're going to surprise some people in the tournament.
Yep. Well, we wish them the best of luck and play the best at this time of year. That's what it all comes down to. And well, what a year it's been, Jan. And as you kind of wind things down, you know, with graduation a few weeks away, and I know coaches, athletic directors, administrators, everybody throughout the school, anybody involved with the staff at schools, you go through this every year, kind of that bittersweet time of year where all those kids that came in 4 years ago as freshmen have now matured and grown into seniors and young adults and ready to make their way in the world to whatever that next step is going to be. It's always kind of a bittersweet time of year, I'm sure, as you watch all these young athletes that you've seen come through mature to where they're at now.
And bittersweet is absolutely the way to describe it. You know, you want to set them up for success so that they fly and do their thing, but to watch them walk across that stage at graduation knowing that that they're not going to be wearing the red and the blue and white anymore.
Right.
Then, you know, it's bittersweet for sure.
Yeah, it is. And it'll be always something, and they probably won't understand it as much now, but 5, 10, 15 years down the road, it'll mean the absolute world to them. And to know that people like you and all the folks at Wyoming and the community, that the support that Wyoming gives to the Cowboy athletics there, second to none. I mean, it's just that, we here at ESPN Media have loved to be involved and watch what's going on there, and to be involved with what this school year has been, the athletic side of things, has just been a whirlwind to watch. It's been so much fun, and just congratulations to everybody on what they've been able to accomplish, and we wish them nothing but the best of luck, as I know you do as well.
Absolutely, and thank you guys for all you've done for our student-athletes and promoting them and getting our great stories out. Very much appreciated.
Well, Jan, we love it, and it's all about the kids. That's why we do it. And I know, like you said, you'll have a few days to reflect coming up in the month of June, and then don't blink because August 1st will be here quick, and that'll be when practices start, and we'll get it going again. Another school year. The world keeps moving. So, well, Jan, congrats again on a wonderful year, on a wonderful school year, and we look forward to our relationship continuing into next school year. Everybody be safe. Have a wonderful summer, and congratulations to all the athletes as they finish things up, the seniors especially, as they wind up their high school athletic careers. And, Jan, thanks again for letting us be involved.
My pleasure. Thank you, guys.
All righty. Jan Wilking, Athletic Director for Wyoming High School. We appreciate you listening in, not only today, but all season long. Our Athletic Director podcast, we'll pick it up again coming up in the fall with Athletic Director Jan Wilking. I'm Greg Waddell for our Executive Producer, Rob Ebel. Appreciate you listening in to ESPN Media, powered by Sidearm Sports.